The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's June the 15th, and we have a couple of really interesting topics today. One that started yesterday and one that's going to happen tomorrow. Let's start, first of all, with Ed Hansen, Talking Horse Productions. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah. It's good to be back.
Now, the show that you have running right now is...
Five Women Wearing the Same Dress.
And it opened yesterday.
It opened yesterday.
How'd it go?
Very enthusiastic house, and we're hoping to pack them in for the rest of our run.
Yeah. So the show is called Women, Five Women Who Wear the Same Dress?
Five Women Wearing the Same Dress.
What's it about?
Well, it is about these five ladies who have all been asked and accepted the role of a bridesmaid for this bride that no one likes. Mm. And so the wedding has just occurred, and the play takes place in the bedroom of the sister of the bride. The wedding and the reception are being held at the house and hiding out up there because none of them want to be down at the reception. They're not happy with the bride, and they're really not happy to have to participate.
Let me ask you this, then. If they're not happy with the bride, if they don't like the bride, why did they accept to be bridesmaids?
Ah, that's why you have to buy a ticket and come and see and find out why.
Oh, so that's
all
story.
Part of the story, right.
So this is a comedy.
Oh, yes. Yes, and we wanted to put this show in June because June is traditional wedding month, and this is very light stuff, and I think people will get a big kick out of it.
Joy, so, there are only five ladies in the...
There are five ladies and one man.
Well, do we ever see the bride that they don't like?
We don't. It saves on the costume budget, too, let me tell you.
So the poor bride, she's down at the reception... And they're being very catty, talking about her, and we never get to see her.
Very much so, yes.
And who is the man?
The man is an usher.
We don't meet the groom either.
We don't meet the groom either. The usher is a little bit sweet on one of the bridesmaids, and he comes up looking for her right toward the end of the play.
Okay. So it's called Five Women Who Wore the Same Dress.
Five Women Wearing the Same Dress,
it
right.
It opened yesterday, and it runs, tonight and tomorrow?
It'll run this week through Sunday, and then next week, the 21st through the 24th of June.
And your location is?
Our location is 210 North 10th Street, right next to Cafe Berlin. Mm-hmm. It's called the Berlin Theater, and the box office opens at 7. All the performances are at 7:30, no matinees.
Okay. So if people want to buy tickets in advance, can they do that?
They sure can. We have a website now.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay, so what's your website address?
Well, it's talkinghorseproductions.org.
Okay, so and www.
Right.
talkinghorseproductions.org.
And do check the spelling, because that's a lot of words to type in, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's a link to our ticket agent on there, and you can...
Can you pick your seats, or you just buy a ticket?
No, it's not reserved seating, and it's best if you buy online to try to arrive pretty close to the time the box office opens so that you can choose which seat you'd like.
Okay.
It's a small theater, 55 seats.
Okay. All right, but that's intimate, and you have a lot of fun.
Oh, we have a blast.
Now, what have you got coming up after this production?
Well, in August, we've got a kind of a dark comedy called Fuddy.
I thought this one was a dark comedy.
Oh, this is a funny comedy. This one's irreverent, but it's not dark.
Okay.
Dark comedy called Fuddy Mirrors, which is kind of code for funny mirrors.
Okay, what constitutes a dark comedy?
Well, a dark comedy, I think, is something that is it's funny, but maybe it's funny at the expense of somebody else.
Okay.
Sometimes,
I'd say this one that you've got right now, this is at the expense of the bride.
Well, yeah, but she's not there to defend herself, so
okay.
Who cares?
Okay. So you got a dark comedy coming up in August.
Right. Fuddy Mirrors in August. And then in October, we've got a wonderful play, a drama called Crimes of the Heart, 1981 Pulitzer Prize winning script. And then in December... a very funny kind of sketch comedy show called The Dining Room.
Okay. All right. Ed Hansen, thank you so much. Please come back again.
Certainly will.
Talking Horse Productions, they opened yesterday with five women in the same dress.
Well, they're not all in the same dress,
right,
but they're wearing the same dress. That'd be a tight fit, wouldn't it?
Thank you, Ed. Now, we want to talk about something that's coming up this weekend. Is it tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. It is the Olivet Christian Church Chicken and Mutton Barbecue. And we have two people with us, Marilyn Bettenhausen. Welcome to Radio Friend, Marilyn. And Ariel Morrison. It's a pleasure to have
you
here, Ariel. Tell me about the Olivet Christian Church and Chicken and Mutton Barbecue.
Well, this is the 55th anniversary of the barbecue.
Yeah.
And it's a big tradition.
55 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And in its origins, from what I understand, from what Marilyn was telling me earlier, it really started as a community effort, and it still very much is. It involves the whole congregation, and we raise about, I don't know, what's the figure for the community?
Well, we raised probably last year was around $8,000, and we share that 50% for the church and 50% for outreach projects.
How wonderful.
In the community.
How wonderful. And this is a wonderful opportunity for people to come in and have some good food.
Great food.
It's all produced, it's all cooked there locally by the congregation,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Are you out there, Ariel, stoking that fire? And
I'm usually on the water crew. I like to...
Oh, you're on the water cooler.
Yeah, I like to make sure that everyone's hydrated.
So what comes with the chicken or mutton?
You can choose either a grilled half chicken, green beans, potatoes, coleslaw, homemade coleslaw, or applesauce, pie, homemade pie, and a beverage, all for the very reasonable sum of $10 in advance, $12 at the door for adults, $4 for children 10 and under in advance, $5 at the door.
Okay.
Or you can get a generous serving of mutton, also cooked on site there at the church, with those other dishes
with all the
side.
Okay,
right,
and it goes half of the proceeds go to the church and half goes to the community outreach.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is wonderful, and it's been going on for 55 years.
Yeah.
So, how many people do you think will come out?
Well, we sure hope we have as many as last year. At least we served over 2,000 people last year.
Okay, so where do you come? Olivet Christian Church.
Olivet Christian Church. Mm-hmm. We're 3.8 miles east of Highway 63 and Broadway, just east of Columbia, under the Harg Water Tower there.
Okay, and you can just buy your tickets.
You can buy your tickets at the door.
Or for more information, what's the phone number?
442-0336.
Thank
That's
you.
That's our church number.
All right. Mm-hmm. Marilyn, thank you. And Ariel, boy, Ariel, your voice sounds awfully familiar. In fact, we're going to hear you on the radio after Radio Friends.
Yes, you will. Yeah, classical music on KBIA.
Oh, that's where I hear that. Well, why don't you say that? Stay tuned for...
Oh, stay tuned for classical music. We have a great selection.
Okay, thank you, Ariel. Want to remind you, Monday, Maplewood Barn, we're going to look at a new book and tell you about Maplewood Barn Theater. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this or listen to this program again, go to kbia.org, click on Radio Friends. Now stay tuned for Ariel.